It's that time again.
Watch out.
Here it comes.
Watch out.
Here it comes.
Watch out.
Here it comes.
Podcast. I'm your host, Hank McCoy, and with me, the People's Champ, Vinrock. Vince, welcome back to the show.
Good evening, Mr. McCoy.
How are we on this fine day?
I'm high on paint fumes, and it's raining, so couldn't be better.
Good to see you sticking to the pre-game ritual.
And I'm enjoying your favourite mocha coffee at the minute.
Oh, God, don't get me started.
You know, that powdered stuff you like?
It's not real coffee, man, I'm telling you. Of course, the Courtside Podcast, proudly brought to you by Odd Man Media. Head down and check out the site, guys. Plenty of other great shows. But this week, we're going to continue with our divisional predictions. So let's continue with playoff bound or lottery sound. Vince, let's start off with those pesky Sacramento Kings. Bringing in Grievous Vasquez, Matt Abute, Carl Landry, Ben McLemore, Ray McCollum, a new coach in Mike Malone, and out the door with the boot, Tyreke Evans, Cole Aldridge, James Johnson, and Tony Douglas.
Yeah, look, I like the addition of Vasquez. I think you'll agree, McLemore. I call him McLemore. I don't know why. McLemore, I think we both agree he's a potential all-star player in the coming years.
Well, look, he's had the early comparisons, you know, out of college to Ray Allen, and I've got to say he's looking pretty smooth so far.
Can we not do that, though?
Well, I'm just saying, you know, like, it's more the jump shot than anything.
Okay. Yeah, do you think he could be a blue chipper? I wonder.
Maybe.
Well, I guess what I'm saying is there's only a few I would keep on this roster because I feel like they just need some direction. I feel like they need a plan still. Hopefully with this new ownership. And I don't mind Mike Malone as the coach. Remember, his father is Brendan Malone.
Well, the thing I like about Mike Malone and I suppose the potential of this Kings team is that Mike Malone was the defensive coach in Golden State only last year, and he got those guys to play defense. So if he can even get Sacramento up to playing halfway level defense, it's going to work in his favor, because on offense they've always been quite good on offense.
I'm really interested to see what his relationship is like with Cousins. If he can turn him, like, Cousins, he could just tear it up.
Well, they brought in Shaq now, so there's no real excuse for him. And who knows? O'Neal might just even keep him in line.
I can only hope. But you know, as I've said before, so many good pieces on this roster. There's probably a handful I'd keep, you know, like Cousins, Vasquez, Thomas, McLemore, Thompson, and Fredette.
Does it still feel like there's this logjam there? I mean, last year to me it felt like, anyway, you know, before they moved on Thomas Robinson, it felt like there was such a big clutter at power forward centre position. And now it feels a little bit reversed. Feels like they've thinned that out a little bit. I mean, I think a lot of people are still forgetting about Jason Thompson out there, who's, you know, very effective, a double-double machine when he gets going. But now it feels like it's almost switched to the guards now.
Well, they've got to figure out or find out, do they want to start Vasquez or Thomas? If they start Thomas, is Vasquez happy coming off the bench? I don't think that'd be a problem for Vasquez.
Well, my thing is, look, I love General Grievous, wow. I love General Grievous.
Just write that down.
Yeah, Grievous. Another one. I think he's going to be the real difference maker out in Sacramento. You know, he's going to get those bigs the ball. He's going to get people in position. He had a breakout year last year. Let's not forget that. But I also feel a little bit bad for Thomas as well, because let's not forget, this kid, when he was drafted, it was, what, pick 60?
You know,
he beat out Jimmy Fredette. He was the starter at end of that year. Following season, they bring in Aaron Brooks. He outplays him. He outplays Tyreke. I mean, it kind of feels like the past two seasons, well, he's kind of earned the starting spot. Now they've thrown Grievous in. It's like, I wouldn't be surprised if, like, he wants a little bit of out.
Yeah, look, I haven't heard him say anything that he wants to leave yet.
Mm.
I don't think Grievous is the type of player to complain Like he's come off the bench before. I understand you had a breakout year, but I think
Revis is the better guard though. I just feel like Thomas is a shoot first point guard, which is fine. I feel like he has, you know, watching him this preseason, you know, my thought were, remember Brea in Dallas? You know how he's just that troublesome guard that just got in the lane and he's so small that you can't kind of touch him and, you know, he just finds his way to the rack or to the easy pass. And I feel like Isaiah has that same capability on the court.
Mm.
He just seems to have a knack
They're going to have to work out who they want to be the starter. And I don't think Thomas will accept coming off the bench.
Really?
I think he's worked too hard. After coming from pick 60, averaging, 8 in a game last season, I think he'll just think to himself, I've worked too hard for this to come off the bench. So I think they'll ask to get out.
Yeah.
Unless they're winning games, which we all know, you know, covers up a lot of cracks.
Yeah.
But can't Fredette start at the two? Unless they're going to start Macklemore, of course. But surely Fredette...
I think you got to start Macklemore. You know, he's the franchise piece out there with Cousins. I mean, those two, you know, we've talked in the past. And, you know, I didn't want to make this all about Cousins because, you know, a lot of the courtside fans out there, they know how I feel about that. But just talent-wise, you know, with Cousins and Macklemore, I think, you know, they're your guys you've got to run with. Like, you've got to play them. You've got to just develop Macklemore while he's young. It's the only way he's going to get better. And if they want him to be that... You know, if they want to change that image and they want to make the most out of his potential, I think they've got to do exactly what they did with Cousins, you know, and just play the kid. Jim is great and all, but it's like, how many six men can you have, you know? Like, I think either Jimmer or Isaiah Thomas has got to go. And maybe you sell Jimmer, maybe he's, you know, maybe his trade value is a little higher.
Yeah, look, I'd be trying to find minutes for Jimmer.
Yeah.
I'm
with you. I love the kid. I'm totally with you. Like, I just... Yeah, I just feel like as far as Sacramento goes, that's what they need to do.
Yeah, I'm going to say he lasts up until trade deadline.
Hmm. Question marks for Sacramento.
Well, they finally have a direction under Michael Malone. Finally have a plan. I'm really interested to see what this team looks like in a year's time.
Yeah. No, I like that. It's a good point. For me, my question mark is, you know, can they unravel the blockage but do it successfully? You know.
Yeah, it's a good point.
I mean, you don't want to give away the wrong piece, right? I mean... Well, that's enough of about the Sacramento Queens. I mean, Kings.
The Sacramento.
The Sacramento Kings. Are they playoff bound or lottery sound, Vince?
Start that chainsaw or whatever noise you've got this week.
Yeah, I'm going to concur. I think they've been to the lottery. I think they've had a top 10 pick the last seven years. And out of that 7 years, they've basically gotten Macklemore and... Oh, now I'm saying it. They've basically got Ben Macklemore and DeMarcus Cousins. So, you know, two guys out of, you know, seven top 10 picks. They've been going back one more time again. Let's hope the new management is moving in a better direction.
How about those Maloofs, eh?
Still hiding in the cupboard.
Crazy.
All right, we're going to jump off to a contender, the LA Clippers, Vince. The ugly sister of LA, if you will.
Very ugly.
Well, let's have a look and see what happened this summer for the Clippers. Some big acquisitions for those guys, but let's start with the subtractions. Bledsoe on his way out to Phoenix. Chauncey Billups gets the wave bye-bye. Lamar Odom found some stuff in his car. Grant Hill and Ronnie Turiaf all make their way out of LA. But in return, they re-sign Chris Paul, JJ Redick, Jared Dudley, Darren Collison, Reggie Bullock, Byron Mullins, Anthony Jamison, and of course, probably the biggest key I think for them this season, the addition of head coach Doc Rivers. I got a question for you. I'm going to kick it off with this Clippers team. Do you feel like they're a better team than last year?
Yeah, I do. You just reeled off all those acquisitions.
I do as well, right? I think it's almost, I won't say leaps and bounds, very, very solid. Like, their bench is going to give a lot of teams troubles, right?
Oh, absolutely. And the bench is key in the NBA.
So, we both agree they're a better team than last year. They had 56 wins last year, Vince. 56 wins last year. Does Chris Paul need to have an MVP-type year for the Clippers to make the NBA Finals?
It certainly helps. But I don't think it's paramount that he does.
He'd have to be a candidate at least, though, right? Like, he'd have to be in the talkings.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, he was in the conversation or talkings, as you say.
That's a word. I'm sticking to it. It's in the Henk dictionary, all right? Henk dictionary. Talkings.
You threw me with that talkings. My 5-year-old has better vocabulary than you. he is most years, isn't he? So I don't think he really needs to. He just has to have another.
I don't think he was really. I mean, they won 56 games last year. I don't think he was really in the conversation, though.
Was it his first year? He was then, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, look, he's been close before, you know, obviously being out in...
First year at Clippers, sorry, I mean.
Yeah, you go, yeah.
Well, look, I don't think he needs to be in the conversation. Mm. There's enough talent there, and he just has to produce what he produced last season.
Yeah.
Look, I mean, like I said before, it'll definitely help. They're fully loaded. The gun's ready to go, mate. It's ready to be fired. They are primed for a run.
The banners are covered.
How about you move to Anaheim and they've got a nice stadium down there. Move to Anaheim, put up the banners with all your role players like Matt Barnes. And who else is up there?
All of them are up there. Chris Paul, Blake Griffin. There.
If you ever do win a championship, you can put in your own rafters because it's going in the basement with the staples, like I said before. What a disgrace.
Look, I'm just going to applaud Doc Rivers right now. I mean, what a mental game to play with the Lakers right now. I mean, what a total psych. Do you know what I mean? And what a way to kind of get the guys motivated. It's like, yeah, you don't need to look up, you know, at our home games at Lakers banners. From that side of things, I get it. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, I get it, and I really applaud. I think it's... If you're a Clippers fan, if you're a Clippers player, then you see that and you go, that's pretty cool.
I get it. I just don't have to like it.
Yeah. But I think Doc's going to be so motivational for these guys. I mean, of course, we've already heard during this preseason, you know, him having the words with Chris Paul, basically saying, you know, you haven't proven anything. You haven't won anything. You know, I like that sort of motivation. I like what I've seen from DeAndre Jordan already.
Yep.
My biggest question mark is, you know, can he stay on the court when it counts? You know, because, you know, if it comes to free throws, they've shown in the past they're quite quick to pull him off. So they take away that whole defensive side. I just do want to touch on, I mean, everyone's talking about, you know, the pieces they brought in, you know, with Jared Dudley and JJ Redick, and, of course, Crawford's still there. And so everyone's talking about how well and how spaced they're going to be, and Chris Paul's ability to be able to, you know, find these guys. The thing I think I really like I've watched so far from preseason is actually something that goes back to the Hornets days. And that's the combination of Darren Collison and now playing backup again to Chris Paul.
Yeah, Chris Paul was very good for Darren Collison.
Do you remember when Collison came in the league and the franchise got to that point where it's like, I think Chris Paul went down injured, Collison's numbers were huge, and they had that whole throw around of, well, do we stay with Chris Paul or do we hand the reins over to Collison? I mean, that was a real thing. That happened.
And then you found out how much Collison needed Chris Paul when he left.
Well, true.
No, I just think Chris Paul is really good for Darren Collison. I'm sure it's, you know, Chris Paul is someone that Collison looks up to. Probably learned a thing or two from. So, yeah, look, I'm expecting good things from Darren Collison.
Yeah.
I don't mind him as a player. I just wish his assist numbers would go up a bit.
But they really seem to work well, you know. Like, I know Redick's got the start basically at the two spot so far, but, man, those two work well on the court together.
Yeah, look, Redick is probably a perfect guy for them. Next to CP3.
Even though they hate each other.
Do they?
Yeah, well, the infamous battles in college.
Yeah, I'm not a huge college guy. you can't double Griffin, or you can't even throw someone else at Chris Paul, can you? They're going to murder you from the perimeter. And all DeAndre Jordan has to do is concentrate on blocking shots and rebounding and picking up some garbage points.
The good stuff.
All the good stuff that helps you win a championship.
Another thing I like from Doc Rivers out of his mouth is, you know, Blake Griffin came out and said that, you know, yeah, he thinks, you know, the Lob City will stop. And Doc Rivers was like, no. That's an easy 2 points. What are you talking about?
Why would Dub take that away?
But I love the fact that he's, you know, he's come in and he hasn't, you know, he's also adapted to the team he's got.
Yeah, but he's also shown him who's boss here.
Oh, definitely.
You know, with him coming to turn around and saying, no, I'm not getting rid of Lob City, or why would I get rid of Lob City, and telling Chris Paul, you know, you haven't proved anything. Doc is a perfect guy for this group.
I got a question for you. We know, like, the players that these guys got. You know, we know the stars that are Chris Paul and Blake Griffin. We know all that, but I don't know about you. It just feels to me like this is Doc Rivers' team. Is that crazy?
Oh. Well, the thing is, he comes in with instant respect.
Yeah.
The minute they've got him...
Culture changer, right? Well. Culture changer.
Oh, it's funny, I've got that in my note right here. Right here it is, KC. It's just, he's the perfect guy. Instant respect, and they're soaking up everything he's got to say. Training camps, practice. He's got the runs on the board, and he's coached Paul Pierce and Kevin Garnett and Rajon Rondo. Knows how to get guys on the same page. So, yeah, I can't stress it enough. A perfect guy to coach this team.
Any major question marks for you heading forward for this Clippers squad?
Two things. I wonder if Blake is able to step up more. You know, take that next step under Doc Rivers, become a legit blue chipper. And also, I wonder if Doc Rivers can just... I wonder if he actually can get these guys to actually believe that they're a legit championship contender.
Yeah. I mean, we've seen good teams fall apart before, right? We've seen good teams win 50-plus seasons and then, you know, bow out in the playoffs.
It's going to be interesting because, let's face it, the Clippers aren't a franchise that are used to being contenders. So, you know, all eyes are going to be on them. They've got Doc, a talented roster. You know, but it's up, you know, I want to see if Doc can get these guys to actually believe that they could win a title. He's probably one of the few coaches going around that probably can get them to actually believe.
My question mark is just their lack of bigs. I mean, I mentioned it previously that, you know, DeAndre Jordan, you know, if he can't stay in games, you know, it's going to be a real problem. Because who's their backup? Ryan Hollins?
Well, they've got Byron. They've got Hollins and Mullins. Mullins can play the 4 and 5.
Yeah, Mullins, I'm not... Look, did you see his pass out of bounds the other day?
This is where Clint Eastwood-Brook's got to come in. A man's got to know his limitations.
He passed it straight out, man.
Yeah, he should be not... Anyway.
But he's not a big. He can shoot the three ball, so he's going to be floating around. I'm really surprised this Clippers team hasn't signed Jason Collins.
If you shut up for a moment. Listen, mate, all he's got to do is spend 10 minutes in the middle. He can run a pick and roll. He can hit a 15-footer. He can hit a 10-footer.
Yeah,
he's not totally useless inside.
Well, I'm not convinced, that's all.
And Collins is the same thing. Just play 10, all we need is 10, 15 minutes for Collins.
Yeah. I just feel like they're still missing a big a veteran big who can help, you know, a big body, you know, you can throw out there.
Well, Collins isn't the answer because he can't do anything.
But he's been used by Doc before in Boston. Doc knows what he can get out of him. I think that's what they, I think they need a big body. I don't think they need, like, Mullins is not big. He's as skinny as a rake. Hollins is okay, but he's a bit of a knucklehead. Okay, he is a knucklehead.
Kurt Thomas, mate. 40 years old. Still smashing if you're coming in
late. He's too old. He's too old.
Well, I'm throwing him out there, mate. There's not much out there. Maybe if they can trade for, say, Joel Anthony or something.
Yeah, that could work.
No, throw a second round pick their way.
It does feel like, though, this roster is kind of set, though, right? I mean, it doesn't feel like there's any other moves to be made.
Yeah, you're right, but I agree with you there, actually. They probably have one big short. But apart from that, they're set. They're ready to go. Layoff bound.
Totally agree.
Wow.
Totally agree. How far did they go?
Ooh.
Do you think Western Conference Finals?
I think it's going to be Lakers, Clippers, Western Conference Finals.
Oh my god.
Oh,
can you take those shades off, those purple shades off, please?
Oh, they're off. Believe me, they're off. They're smashed. Look, you know what? I am going to say Western Conference Finals.
Yeah.
I really think they can get that far.
They look convincing. Well, we jump from the Clippers to the purple and gold, the LA Lakers, Vince.
Yes.
Let's have a look at it.
We have to.
Wow. An interesting summer for the Lakers, of course. Dwight Howard making his decision to go to Houston. Meta World Peace leaves. Earl Clark, Antoine Jameson, Chris Doohan, Darius Morris. Sorry, I'm just laughing at this Lakers roster. Bringing in our future MVP, Ryan Kelly, the three-point marksman. Sorry. It's a little bit funny. Come on. Lighten up, Laker fans. Bringing in Nick Young, Jordan Farmer, Wesley Johnson, Chris Kamen, Elias Harris, Xavier Henry. Did I say that right? And do I need to mention Marcus Landry or...
No, no, God, no.
You've voiced to me your thoughts on him already.
Oh, my God.
I'll open it up.
If anyone gives Marcus Landry a contract, I swear to God, I will try it myself. Because I could shoot better than him with my...
Look, of course, the biggest factor in LA is, you know, Kobe Bryant coming back from the Achilles. Everyone wants to know when. You know, everyone wants... To, you know, the question marks are all there. You know, what's he going to be like when he comes back? Is he going to be, you know, as good as he was? Is he going to lose a step? For me, though, I've mentioned it on the show before, Vince. I like what I see from the Lakers, though. I like all their signings because we all know how guys play on one-year deals. They play... I'm telling you, this is... I would not be surprised if they make 8th seed this year because guys want to get paid. So they're going to be busting their ass a little bit more.
There is some truth to what you're talking because I'm telling you, Xavier Henry has not played this hard in 5 bloody years.
I'm telling you, he looks better than Nick Young.
Oh, you'll see Nick Young's true value once the season starts, mate.
We'll see.
He shouldn't be starting. I love Nick Young, Swaggy P as he's known, but he'll hold down the fort at 2. So, yeah, we're stuffed when Kobe comes back because Young's going to want the ball, Kobe's going to want the ball.
Ouch.
I don't know, man, this is just it's a makeshift team. There's one player under contract for next season, that's Steve Nash. But I think Young will be back. I think, obviously, Farnham will be back. I think Meeks will be back next season. The superstar in waiting, Ron Kelly, will be gone.
He sounds like a country singer, I swear.
Oh, from what I saw in the preseason games, on your bike, Mr. Kelly. Don't let the door hit you on the way out. I've got a funny feeling Kobe might pull the pin after this season.
Really? I don't see it.
You don't see it?
If he's going to do that, I think he would have done it after the Achilles.
No, I think he wants to come back.
Seriously? I don't think he
wants to go out with like that, mate.
I'm telling you, man. All right, look. I'm just going to jump into my question marks. I really feel like he has a chance to recreate himself, Kobe Bryant. So the focus is on the next free agency, right? I mean, that's they're saving all their money. That's why these guys are on one-year deals. They're saving all their money so they can go out and make big runs at, you know, guys like LeBron James and Carmelo Anthony and all those guys. Yeah, all the top-tier guys. They want to put together their own little super team in L.A., Am I right? Is that a correct assumption? You know, they want to try and pair two superstars with Kobe for another run. Yeah?
They do.
In saying that, I think that is a really good, you know, and something for great players, especially later in their careers, you know, to have something to challenge themselves with. And Kobe's all about those rings. You know it. I know it. He's all about those rings. If they have all that cash up their sleeve, finally, for Kobe Bryant, you know, to bring him in, you know, some help, then I think he'll stick around at least another 2 years. In saying that, with that in mind, with them being all about the cash, Powell's gone. I think they move him before the end of the season. Yeah, I think
he's gone.
I think Gasol's gone. I think he's moved on before the end of the season.
Really?
And they use that cash. I mean, I think Kobe will... I mean, look, he's coming back from Achilles. Do you know what I mean? Like, he's... You're only really maybe going to... You might get a little bit more than a half season, but, I mean, a half a season of Kobe being a little bit grumpy, I mean, I think it'd be okay that if they can bring in some big dogs for him next year.
But is Kobe going to take a pay cut next season?
Well, end of his career, he's made his money, man. He's still making money off endorsements.
I know that. You know that.
The chance...
I don't think Kobe's going to take a pay cut, man.
Vince, the chance for him to win more titles, to put his name a little higher in the echelon of the greats that to play this game, to ever lace up. I mean, he mightn't show it to the media, but I think behind closed doors he'd be going, I could take a little less.
But
What, seriously. You're going to bring me in a Kevin Love and a Carmelo Anthony? Yeah, I could take a little less.
You see, I don't want Carmelo Anthony.
Well, look, I just used him as an example. Let's not get into specifics, but with that mind frame...
I won't get into it. It's my team. It's my team, damn it. I'm a little depressed right now. You've depressed the shit out of me.
I'm sorry.
I'm feeling really flat at the minute.
Aren't you looking forward to the season starting?
I'm not now.
Zing!
God damn. Why would I want the Lakers to sign a nearly 31-year-old Carmelo Anthony to a 5-year max deal? That's just stupid.
Well, look, I just use Melo as an example. Do you know what I mean?
But that's who they're going to go for.
If you can bring
He's already put himself out there, hasn't he? Well, I'm going to test free agency. You know what that means.
Yeah. We'll save that for a mini-sode, maybe.
Bring honey nut Oreo flavoured wife to LA. Great.
That's not a flavour. Honey nut Oreos.
Who calls themselves Lala? What did I say? Honey nut Oreos.
Yeah, that's not a flavour, man.
Cheerios.
But there could be a market for it, so copyright for everyone out there. Copyright on that. Yeah. We got copyright on that.
Yeah, sorry, I'm rambling about Lakers. I'm depressed, though. Look, shit.
I've only got one more question mark, then I'll let you kick on with yours. But that's basically my thought for them this year. This year, I think you're going to get better than you expected because guys are on one-year deals. I wouldn't be surprised if they move power because they'll be clearing money, ready to give Kobe another real run at titles, whoever those pieces may be. Can Nash stay healthy? That's my biggest question mark with this team. You know, does he need the cactus juice out in Phoenix to help the motor run? Because, I mean, it was a bit shaky last year. Well, it was very shaky last year.
Unlucky with injuries last season. Look, Nash, they're already talking about some games you'll miss just to rest him. But, you know, I've watched a few of their preseason games, and Nash is still clever out there. He's still effective.
He looks so good. That pass to Kamen the other day, oh, magic.
Look, he can't probably create as much as he used to. He still picks his spots when he drives to the basket and tries to create. But the beauty of Nash is he never picks up his dribble. So everyone like hangs off him, like, they go, oh, do I go? Do I hang off? And they go, and he just gives it off.
Just keeps it alive.
So he's still very clever, still very effective, still got a sweet shot, gets abused defensively. But my biggest problem still, obviously, is with Coach Pringles, one of the worst coaches I've ever seen, worst nightmare he's hired. Just for instance, today I read something that he's going to try Wesley Johnson at power forward next game.
No.
He's going to try Wesley Johnson at a power forward.
No, he's not.
For the love of God, would someone belt the living suitcase out of this man? If he is our coach next season, I'm officially putting my hand up to coach.
You could be a player coach.
Mate.
You're putting your hand up for everything.
He is not. I've said this before about D'Antoni. He has not changed his ways one bit. He hasn't evolved one bit. There's still no D.
Do you think
all those years ago that you can't win anything without defense?
Do you think there was a time where... Sorry to cut in. Do you think there was a time where D'Antoni was like an innovator and then just sort of the game surpassed him? Do you know what I mean? Like the game changed it, but he didn't change with the game? Do you think that's...
Yep. If you want to be... I don't think this goes in any sport. Well, it goes in the sports that I follow anyway. If you're going to be a coaching lifer, you have to change your ways.
Yep.
You have to evolve with the game. You have to be willing to change your style. You have to take note of, gee, the game's changed from when I was coaching in Phoenix.
You have to play. You have to practice more than 30 minutes of defense.
Well, they're getting Kurt Rambis, who I love as an assistant coach. Oh, we're going to focus on defense. I haven't seen it yet.
You're bamboozled.
I'm just frustrated. Like, there's just nothing to be excited about. Like, I think if we had a decent coach, I'd be a lot less depressed.
Well, look...
Like if we got a George Carlin, say, I would lock us in for eighth.
All I'll say is this, Vince. Jerry Buss wouldn't let Doc Rivers cover the banners.
Oh, that is so true.
That's all I'm saying about that. That's all I'm saying.
I'm going to tweet that later. I'm going to tweet it to Junior. Who, by the way, is still a fair piece.
Look, let's get into it.
No, wait. My thing is, I can't wait to see Kevin Love in a Lakers jersey.
Ah! I'm sorry, Joey.
It's going to be sweet.
I thought we could get away with the show without you bringing that up. I'm sorry, Joey.
Hey, when it happens, I want a prize or something because I tipped this.
Playoff bound or lottery sound?
Look, I'm going to say we're going to sneak into eight, so I'm going to say playoff bound.
I'm saying lottery sound, Vince. I'm sorry.
Oh, sorry. We're going to first round pick this year, so... Hey, look, it's a win-win.
Yeah, I think they save their pennies. I think the plan is for the following year to have as much cap ready to go, and it's all about the following year.
What if we just miss the playoffs and get the number one pick?
That's crazy talk.
Use it all, be just...
You're having a 2K moment right now. I need you to come back. Come back to the podcast.
Orlando did it. Didn't the Hornets do it? Or Pelicans when they got Davis?
I'm sorry, V. It's going to be a long season.
Yeah, I know.
But it's going to be a longer season if you're a Phoenix Suns fan.
Ooh.
Ah, look, much the same of last year for this Phoenix Suns, but let's get into the breakdown. The Phoenix Suns, of course, wow, saying goodbye to Wesley Johnson. Hello, LA. Jared Dudley. Haddadi, Jermaine O'Neal, Scola, and Michael Beasley, bringing in, I suppose, their future piece, Eric Bledsoe, Archie Goodwin, Gerald Green, Malcolm Lee, Alex Len, and Miles Plumlee.
That silence is deafening, isn't it?
It is. I'm so glad you did that. Hey, they got some new uniforms.
That's great. The first line I've got here in my notes is, what is going on here?
Yeah.
Can somebody just tell me what is going on?
I was hoping you could tell me.
I've got no idea. I'm not having a crack at the GM because he's new in the job.
The owner?
Got to give him a chance, but there's that owner again. Tight-ass Sava, they call him.
Why?
They went from having an owner like, I think Colangelo was their owner, or majority, didn't mind throwing out the old cash. Rob Sava takes over. You know, just tightens up the old wallet. And they lose all these players. And they're going nowhere. They look
messy. I mean,
They're a rabble.
Gortat's unhappy. Do you know what I mean? Like,
Shannon Brown.
That's what I've got in my notes. What the hell is Shannon Brown still doing out there? What the hell is he still doing out there?
He should be a Laker, goddammit. One, two rings there and he leaves. What an idiot. They've got the Morris brothers. Gerald Green. Can they play Gerald?
He's gotten some minutes preseason, so I'm hoping that he's a good turnaround. He had a nasty dunk against the Spurs the other day, but, I mean, that's the thing. He'll be basically playing the backup to Brown anyway.
Here's what I'm doing. This GM, I forget his name. I am just scrapping the whole thing. I'm keeping Len. I'm keeping Bledsoe, I'm keeping Dragic. The rest of years, I'm clearing yours out. I'm getting draft picks after draft pick, and he's got to find a blue chipper in this coming draft or the next draft or even the one after. Tell the loyal fans of Phoenix that we're in for about 5 years of pain, but we'll get there. That's the only thing you can do. They're a rabble. They're going nowhere. Mm. This GM wants to make a name for himself. That's what he's got to do.
Len looks good, though. Len's looking good early on. I mean, he had a foot injury but from what I've seen of him so far, I mean, he seems to be getting up and down the court pretty well.
Yeah, I like Len.
But I just think I agree with you. They're going to let some of these guys go. I mean, they're going to get Shannon Brown out of there. They're going to get Gortat out of there and get something for those guys. I mean, those guys would be quite handy on, contending teams.
Absolutely. I cannot agree more. But they're just wasting away there.
It just feels like it's going to be another season of much the sameness. I mean, I love what I've seen from Bledsoe already. I mean, he looks great out there. But here's my big question mark. Is the Dragic-Bledsoe combo going to work? Will it last the season's end?
I'm telling Dragic, whatever his name is, Bledsoe's my PG.
But that's the thing. Like, where does he go? Like, if you move Dragic, where does he go? I mean, there's so many good point guards in the league now.
Who cares? Trade him out for any he can get. Picks. That's what I want is picks. Picks and expiring contracts. Look, in the past, they've been able to attract free agents. Since Sava took over, they've just it just doesn't happen anymore. Yeah. They might find a handy role play, but that's it. You know, the GMs, he's got to convince Sava to spend some money. The only way you win is if you spend some money, for God's sake. The Phoenix Rabble, that should be called. They stink. New uniforms aren't going to win you games.
No, and they're not going to keep customers in the seats.
Well, that's it. I mean, this GM's taken over, and he's had last draft, and the rest of the roster he hasn't built. He's got to do similar to what Donnie Walsh did when he came into New York and clear out all of Isaiah Thomas's mess. He's got to do the same thing.
It's a bit of a mess.
It's a bit of a mess.
I wonder what we're going to see at the end of the year. Do you know what I mean? Like, what sort of lineup, what sort of team we're going to be looking at come the end of the year?
You're going to have Len eventually starting, because I think Cortado will be traded out. You'll have one of the Morris brothers playing. I don't know what you're going to have. Rabble, that's what you're going to have.
But that's the thing, you know, that's their work ahead of them for this year. Look, it's a big, fat lottery sound, I think, from the both of us. That's pretty safe to say. They're bottom of the barrel. They're going to be the worst team in the league, more than likely. It's all about the change that happened from where they are now to the end of the year. You know, what moves can be made in between? What can happen as far as, you know, the culture there in Phoenix? Anything can happen, right? We can be looking at this at the end of the year going, they look like they're starting to get on track. I mean, anything can happen. But as they stand right now, man, it's going to be a long year if you're a Phoenix fan.
Big time. Long couple of years.
Well, that brings us to one more team in the Pacific Division, Vince. What better way to talk about the Golden State Warriors than to bring in a Golden State fan himself? So I thought we'll get on the horn. We'll give Pumper a call from Hoops Podcast to come in and talk some Golden State Warriors with us. What do you think?
Really looking forward to having a chat with old Pumps. I always say about Pumper, he's got a voice that could make a virgin pregnant. He's the golden voice of podcasting.
So straight from the hard knock streets of Bendigo. Let's give Pumper a call. Let's give him a call. See what he's up to.
It's probably a bar fight in Bendigo.
Good sir.
Hey.
Welcome to the Courtside Podcast. Finally.
It's an absolute pleasure, mate. Are we actually online right now?
We are on. We're on live, my friend.
Love it. How are you boys going? Where's Finrock?
Pumps, how are you, mate?
I'm good, brother. How are you?
I'm a bit depressed after covering the Lakers, but I'm hanging in there.
Straight from the hard knock streets of Bendigo, mate.
Oh, you know it, mate. She's a rough old town down here.
Of course, for all you guys out there who don't know Pumper from his show, The Hoops Podcast, swing by, check it out. It's a fantastic listen. We at the Courtside Podcast definitely endorse this show. So get to it. Get down to iTunes, subscribe. I'll put some posts up on the site later so you guys can also check it out. But let's have a look at this Warriors team. I'm going to jump into it. Let's have a look at basically what happened this summer. The Warriors, an outstanding year. Look, I've said it in the show, the rise of Stephen Curry. Stephen Curry, the star, was born last year. But they also lost a lot. So missing from the team this season coming forward, Jared Jack, Carl Landry, Richard Jefferson, Andre Beardress finally gets out of Golden State, Brandon Rush. But they bring in Andre Iguodala, Jermaine O'Neal, Maurice Bates, Tony Douglas, and little bro Seth Curry. Some thoughts, guys.
Mate, as you mentioned, Hank, there's some big losses there, and some of them have hurt a bit, to be honest. Sad to see Jared Jack go. He fitted in really nicely. But with those losses, even Carl Landry as well, I'm sad to see him go. But what we've picked up, I can't complain. Getting Andre Iguodala, it goes without saying that he is an absolute great pickup for what we needed at this time in Golden State Warrior lives at the moment. To get a LeBron stopper or someone at that 2/3 position and can run the point as well is just, I could not be happier. And
he gives them a whole different dimension, right?
Oh, totally, mate. The man can play anywhere, and it's big things this year for the Warriors. As you said, it's going to be interesting to see how far we can go.
A lot of the stuff that Pumper just mentioned, I've got in my notes here, but I really am a little bit disappointed they didn't spend some money on Jared Jack.
I think that really hurts him, that one.
The thing is, Jared Jack, I have to agree that that's the biggest loss that we've had, and I think that may even hurt us. At times we'll probably miss having Jared Jack coming on off the bench and doing what he does. I think that's going to be a big loss.
Yeah,
he took some of the burden off Spicy Curry.
You like that? You've been rough.
Oh, I love it. And also, it looks like Barnes will be coming off the bench.
No, they're bringing Clay off the bench, aren't they?
Are they?
Pre-season.
I don't think we've made up our mind yet, to be honest. It looks like they still haven't decided. And to be honest, as young as those two guys are, Clay to be a massive part of the team, I don't see it being a big issue on either one starting. I really don't even have a choice.
Not yet.
I think we can mix it up and it'll work fine.
I don't think it's a problem yet, but I think a season or two down the track, I think it's going to be. I mean, they brought Thompson off the bench against LA in the second game. He responded. He had a massive game at 20+. He dropped like 6 threes that game. But I think that kid, he's going to get paid. He is really going to get paid somewhere down the line, and I just don't think they'll be able to keep that core of Curry, Harrison Barnes, and Thompson all together.
I completely agree. It's going to get to a point where we're going to have to pay all of them, and one of them will probably have to go.
Well, it's that old thing. If you want to win championships, you're going to have to spend some money
next year, because we'll obviously be able to have them. Yeah, as you know about Vin.
Yeah, but I hope he's keeping them all, because as Hank would agree with me, they're beautifully coached by Mark Jackson.
Zing!
Could you please apologise to Pumper? You've been bagging his coat for the last year.
I'm not apologising for my comments.
No, you think you should.
I think he's... I say some stupid stuff. I don't predict playoffs the first year of takeover, and I don't do it twice.
Well, what did you want him to say? Oh, no, we're going to go for the lottery. That's just stupid.
He could have dodged the question. They're trained to dodge questions like that. You don't throw yourself under the bus. That's the first thing they teach you.
How about showing some confidence in your team? That's what he's giving them. He's giving them confidence.
Look, I like Jackson despite what you think.
Right, yeah.
Despite what you think. But his comments his first year were just knucklehead. Like, the first one I could have forgiven. But the second one was like, come on, man. You guys are basically out anyway. Like, you're not going to win the next 14 games in a row. Like, it's just not going
to
happen.
I think Jamie Lee had every right to say what he said. I think... The excitement of the roster we had at that time, I think I was hoping for playoffs as well. I suppose I hope for playoffs every year, even when we had Nick Van Exel and Gilbert Arenas and God knows who else we had, Donald Foyle. But and that's what I love about you guys. You guys love your old school hoops, and I love that stuff.
Well, I thought you were going to bring up Mookie Baylor.
I literally forget. I forget half the guys we've had.
Mookie didn't even want to play. He was too busy playing golf.
Now, I'll tell you one thing. I said on my show a year ago that, or before the Monte Ellis trade, I wanted Monte to get traded for Iguodala.
Wow.
But this thing, it finally actually happened in a roundabout way. I couldn't be happier, and I got exactly what I wanted.
I got a question for you, Pumper.
What is it, brother? I just want to say straight off the back, it's an absolute pleasure to be on with you guys. And I was a bit nervous all week thinking about it, because I remember listening to you guys for the first time, and I think it was a show you did where you spoke about your top 10 sort of duos, like your Sean Kemp and Gary Payton, things like that. And that show just, I was hooked from then on. I absolutely loved it. And what the amount of shows you can bring out in a week, you guys are just absolutely rocking. I absolutely love it. So I just wanted to say that.
Dude, flattery will get you everywhere. At least with Vince. At least with Vince.
Good job.
All right, here's my question for you, Pumper. I really feel like Mark Jackson, since Vince so kindly brought him up, I think he really earned his coaching stripes last year in that playoff series against Denver, because I, for one, predicted he'd be out-coached by George Karl, but definitely proved me wrong, so my hat's off. Tip of the hat to him. My question is, this team to last year, the starters look a lot better. Like, as far as the starters go, you guys are solid. I mean, the Iggy addition goes without saying. But I just feel like the bench is not quite there.
I have to agree with you, mate. The bench worries me a little bit. I see good signs from a lot of guys. Even Jermaine O'Neal, as silly as that sounds, I do see some signs of that he may be able to contribute in 13 minutes. I don't know what he can do, but I'm a very optimistic fan too. I see good in a lot of people, like to bring back your Mikey Moores and stupid things like that. That I used to think these guys could actually contribute. But I want to make sure Maurice Bates doesn't fall in love with the jump shot. That's the worry. If he just thinks
he's good, man,
he can jump shot.
That kid is good. He's going to give you some value.
Completely agree, mate. As long as he just doesn't fall in love with that jump shot, I think as long as he makes sure he gets down to the low block and helps out down there.
Yeah.
But you're right. I don't know what Tony Douglas is going to give us. I don't know. Like, we've already got great shooters, and I don't know. I know he might be able to give us a little bit of defense, I guess. But I don't know. I agree with you, mate. The bench doesn't look as did last year, and I think Jarrett Jack leaving is the big issue there as to why it doesn't look as good. We're definitely going to be better than next year, and I'm predicting Western Conference final. So have a go.
Hang about. Here to make the big calls.
Yeah, I'm very confident. Very confident. We've just beaten the Lakers 2 out of 3 in the preseason, and I know it's only preseason. I know it's only the Lakers, and we're looking good.
Geez, settle down. I'll just suck up for Mark Jackson. You give me a shot to the ribs.
Sorry, mate.
Let's get into some question marks for this Golden State team heading into the season.
Look, I've only got probably one or two question marks. It's Bogut's health. Critical these days. If he can play 65 to 70 games, I'd be really happy. I'm hoping it's more the 70 mark because what he brings to that team defensively, it's huge. You don't want to go too much with Big Festus in there. And also, as I just mentioned, I'm not sure what Jerry Douglas brings because he's not really a creative that Jarrett Jack was. He has a nice shot and a bit of D, but how long till they come out and say, geez, we missed Jarrett Jack?
Finrock hit the nail on the head. Andrew Bogut, as much as I did not like him being Australian, which is not probably very Australian of me to say, wasn't a massive fan of Bogut at the Bucks. And when he came to the Warriors, I was a bit unsure. He sat on the bench injured for a year. But what he did last year, especially in the playoffs, was unbelievable. And you're right, he needs to be healthy, but I'd love to see him shoot a bit more. I don't like this 12 points a game sort of stuff. I just reckon it's what he did in Milwaukee years ago when he was, I think he was scoring about 18 or something in the game. I'd like to see more of that. David Lee, the trade rumours there, whether we're going to get rid of him or just because we did really well in the playoffs without him. But I like David Lee, and I think our core group just needs to stay together for as long as we can keep them. Don't go trading anyone off. When it gets to signing people, then we worry about who we can keep and who we can't keep. But at this point, yeah, big question mark is Bogut. But the Warriors just have to settle down now. We've got a great roster, absolutely an amazing roster from what you can get. It's hard to build a roster in the league, as a lot of teams are aware of. And I know the Lakers don't have much of a problem with building a roster because they've sort of got that name about them. They can, obviously, they're picking up Kevin Love in the next season or Finrock. And, the Warriors, we've got a great roster, and I think we just need to keep them together and we just need to see what happens over the next couple of years. And I don't know whether it's going to be a title or not, but I know it's going to be fun to watch, and I think everyone agrees with that.
Yeah, definitely.
We might just pinch Spicy on you, mate.
Oh, Finrock, what are you saying, mate? That is...
Take your purple shades off, Vince.
They can get whoever they want.
Of course we can. We're Los Angeles Lakers.
Yeah, look.
It would be pretty, pretty cool to see, and I'm sorry to poor old Joey, but it would be sad to see Kevin Love go to the Lakers. I like him at the Timberwolves, and I think him and Rubio should just get together. I know we're not talking about the Timberwolves, but stuff. Geez, I'm excited to talk to you boys. I tell you, I can't contain myself.
It's all good, mate. It's all good. The feeling's mutual. Look,
I've got a question.
Wait. I just got one more thing to say. Do you think Bogut, I mean, you mentioned he sat out, you know, majority of the season. Yes, he did put a stretch of, you know, valuable games in the playoff together, played quite well. You could say maybe even was, you know, the difference in that Denver series. You know, maybe you don't get past Denver without Bogut in that series. But there's been a lot of talks of contract extension with him. Is he worth the money?
Yeah.
But let's face it, he's...
Yeah, totally worth the money.
He's been a little bit injury-prone. I mean, in his defence, though, from what I've seen from him so far, I mean, he looks in really good condition heading into the season. He looks like he's dropped a heap of weight, and I haven't seen him look this good. That's it. I just haven't seen him look this good, not even since his rookie year.
Yeah, I completely agree. And that's And that's a big thing. And when he is looking this good and playing as well as he was at the end of last year, we'd be mad not to do our best to pay him what he deserves. And I know the first offer we gave him, I think it was only a week or so ago, he said it wasn't a kick in the bum, but it was nowhere near what he wanted. So, yeah, interesting to see what will happen. It's something that I don't really get too involved in, who's going to get paid and how much. It's such a confusing part of the game, I think. And
I just don't think you can throw a max contract at a guy like that just with that history.
Yeah, you're probably right.
And, I mean, the last thing...
He's probably not as battle-tested as we would have liked, just to steal one of your lines, eh?
I was going
to
say, I love that word. But he's, you know, he... Oh, look, the proof is in the pudding. Anyone who, you know, questioned Bogut's abilities can just go back and watch that Denver series and what he did. But I hesitate with stuff like that because I just sort of think the last thing any fan wants is, you know, for them to have themselves an Amari on their hands.
Yeah, completely agree. And same thing with Steph Curry at the time with his ankles. You know, we weren't too sure whether he was going to come through and have a future, you know, looking as bright as it is now. Like 12 months ago, I was concerned whether he was, you know, he was going to be another Brandon Roy just out of the league because of injuries. So it's a stressful thing, and you don't know what's going to happen in the future. And if it gets to the point where it's time to pay a guy and he's firing, then he deserves what he can get. And, that's sort of how I see it.
If I was the owner, I'd be GM. I'd be making it incentive-based. So, you know, playing 70 games, you got your money.
True.
I mean, because he is, as much as... Probably because he's Aussie. He's bloody injury prone, unfortunately.
Yeah. I mean, look, you know, some of those injuries aren't his fault, obviously. You know, no one goes out there to play to get hurt. But, look, let's get into it. Playoff bound or lottery sound?
Absolutely playoff bound and Western Conference finals without a doubt.
Wow.
No doubt about it.
Well, with... being beautifully coached by Mark Jackson, I'm tipping playoff bound.
I'm also going playoff bound, but I would actually like to see Western Conference Finals, the Clippers, Golden State Warriors.
That would be a great match.
That's what I want to see this upcoming season. So, Adam Silver, we know you listen to the show. Get on that.
The Lakers might be there, you know.
Ah, come on. Pumper, give your show a plug, mate. Why are you here, Pumper? Give your show a plug.
Oh, mate, yeah, for sure. If anyone loves their basketball, and especially guys that listen to the court side, they'd probably get a bit of a giggle out of me and Wolf, James McKern. We've got a show called The Hoops Podcast. Try and get it out weekly during the season, and I sort of just put my opinion forward, and he puts his forward, and just have a bit of fun with it. Yeah, we're trying to mix a bit of college basketball in this season too, because just nice. So people can get a bit of an idea on who the upcoming college stars are for the next season's draft. So get onto us on the Hoops Podcast on iTunes. Yeah, tune in if you feel like it. If you don't like it, that's totally fine. We're going to do it anyway.
Well, Pumper,
before you go on, just about your co-host there, Boof, or as Joey would say, Boof. Just something he said last week about the Lakers, and we had a bit of a Twitter war.
Yeah, I love your Twitter wars. I love it.
He said, pretty much, he said our roster was poo.
What part of that do you have a problem with?
Well, the fact that he's a Celtics fan, and it's only like he rated the Celtics roster better than ours.
Oh.
I've got news for you, Boof. Take those bloody green leprechaun glasses off, mate, because you guys are shizen. You'd be lucky to win 20 games.
And there you go, guys. Vince taking Twitter wars to another level.
Oh, he's a good lad, but come on, mate.
Pumper, will you stick around for a minisode?
Yeah, why not? Love to.
Cool. Well, let's wrap this up. And, of course, you can catch all the Courtside Banter at the website www.crtste. We are available on iTunes, Podomatic, and Odd Man Media. Search the Courtside Podcast. Come down. We want to hear it all. Of course, the Courtside Podcast is in full effect on the Facebook page, All Caps Courtside. So join us all throughout the week with our regular banter. We're also available on Twitter at CRTSDE and Instagram.
Vince, any chance you can give my Twitter handle?
Give your own damn plug.
And you can find me at VINROK44 on Twitter. I'm very humorous, so give me a follow.
And you can follow me at Pump5. Australia.
Pumper. Vince.
Yeah, don't go anywhere, mate.
It's been emotional.
It's been depressing for me. Here it comes. Watch out! Here it comes!